So glad you agreed to this. This cuddle buddy thing. You know, sometimes sometimes I'm not looking for sex or a friend with benefits or a boyfriend or anything. But I always just really love to cuddle. I'm so glad I found someone else who does too. Sometimes, yeah, it's really nice when you just hold me or I just hold you. We just kind of drift and comfortable silence. It's nice and comfy. Nothing but the sounds of the covers and the pillows and flesh rubbing against flesh as our hands travel up and down. Not needing to be sexual, but just because it feels good to touch. Feel that warmth. Other times it's so nice to just chat with you, talk about random things. Tell you silly little secrets and see if I can make you laugh. Tell you things you didn't know about me. You wanna know one of my secrets? It does relate to cuddling. You see,
when I started playing paintball,
the first time I went to one, to a game, I went by myself. I'd been trying to get someone to go with me for years, and when I was a teenager, I really wanted to. My big brother got a gun, but a paintball marker, but because I was a girl, my parents wouldn't met me. So as an adult, I was always looking for someone to go to. A game with. I had no idea what it even was, but I knew you got to shoot people, and I really wanted to do that. I bet that part doesn't surprise you much. So my first game was at Dime. It was this cool little field with these really cool people. And I went to a full-on scenario game. It was a big event, and I had a lot of fun. I met some really, really cool people. I was really, really terrible at the game. But I did find out one thing. I liked getting shot. It was fun. A little sharp, you know, followed by the ache. The bruises were so fun later, and you know me, I love to scandalize people. So after a game, walking around with all these bruises was always a form of entertainment for me. But from that small field, I started looking online, and I found this great big field, and It turned into my happy place. But I found it because they were doing a Firefly scenario game. And I for the first time in my life, I cosplayed. Can you guess which character I cosplayed? Come on. Wrong. I played, I went as Kaylee, because she's always been my favorite character. She's always so happy, so competent. So happy. So, I went all over the place. I went to like tractor supply stores, and I think that's where I found like the overall-y jumpsuit-y thing. Because of course I had to go for a paintball game. I went as like engineer style Kaylee. You know, I figured if I was gonna get dirty, may as well do it that way. Warm. I'm just gonna take all of your worms. And let's see, I got these boots. I think they were also from a tractor supply store. What else did I get for that outfit? I didn't really need a wig because I was still a brunette back then. But I brought two outfits actually. I also brought that one outfit with the blue jacket. I'm in the little Chinese parasol, though I wasn't able to find one of those. And going up there, I didn't know a single person, but they were all awesome. Everyone here was just awesome. And the first night, I had signed up to have like one of those stupid little bunkhouses. You know, they had one for the people that weren't attached to a team. And I didn't stay in that, of course. I made a lot of friends. I drank a lot of alcohol. I brought up my massage table and did a lot of drunken massages. Wait, no, that wasn't the first time. The first time I wasn't a massage therapist yet. I got drunk and I sat down and people would sit in front of me. And I would work on their shoulders and their neck. And when I got bored of them, I would smack them and tell them to go away. And someone else would replace themselves sitting in front of me. it was good times. I must have slept on almost every single couch in every single bunkhouse. Because I kept going back. And it was so fun. Played at home. I really wanted to make my own nickname, you know? Because everybody had all these cool nicknames and I wanted one. Like, there was like a dude named Butters who was named Butters because he ate a stick of butter. There was just all sorts. Just the coolest names. Some of them were really stupid names that they didn't want, but, you know, eventually they just had to deal with it and it became their name. Because apparently you're not allowed to give yourself a nickname at paintball. One has to be given to you. It's in the unofficial, unwritten rules.
You feel so good. What's that? Is my voice tickling your ears a little bit? Keep your hands up. You know the rules. You're just my cuddle buddy for the night. You're not doing anything else. And I know you like cuddling too. So you... just be a proper gentleman and behave yourself. There you go. See, I'm nice. I even take my turn as the big spoon. Now, on with my story, huh? So, I didn't know. I wasn't allowed to have a nickname of that I picked at first. I was trying to call myself Shibari, because that's the name I use online. Why wouldn't I use it at a game? And apparently that just would not do. It never caught on. I tried. I tried so hard. I failed so badly. But every night, it's so cold up there in the mountains. So, since I didn't like sleeping alone, I would always find someone to cuddle with. Just like you. I'd normally get drunk, and I'd state very clearly to the person I picked that hands are not to touch any inappropriate places. I just want to cuddle. And there's lots of people who just like to cuddle. And wasn't hooking up with anybody, wasn't fucking anybody. And just cuddling. Cold night up in the mountains and a nice warm body to press against. Feels good, doesn't it? So, they nicknamed me, and this was in affection, it wasn't mean or demeaning, just, they called me Cuddle Slut, became my nickname, which got shortened to Cuddles, but, I like the first bit better, to be honest. The second one just sounds so... and of course, the more you hate a nickname, the more it sticks. But, yeah. So that's how I became cuddle slut. Because I like to cuddle. I like having someone nice and warm against me. Someone like you who knows how to be good. You're perfect. Oh, you feel so fucking good. It's funny how when you cuddle, sometimes you like to just relax in it and go to sleep. And then other times you like to, you like to just more actively cuddle. And just run hands over skin, over your shoulders, over your back. Do like, since I'm so tiny, that I can kind of just tuck inside your arms and rest my head against your chest. And it's so soothing to hear your heart beating. So soothing. I love it when your hands run over my hair. Nothing sexual about it, just comfy. Feels good. Don't worry. I won't be awkward in the morning. I do this all the time. You just have to come with my bunkhouse to breakfast and you're my buddy. Nothing more, nothing less. Let's go to sleep. We'll be nice and warm.